if the Lord Jesus shall reveal to me something about the man, like he did when Philip come to him, and went and got Nathaniel, rather. If the Lord Jesus will tell me, now the man may be sick, it may be finances, I don't know, I've never seen him. We're just strangers meeting our first time. But if God is in his people, and God would be in him to give him faith to believe that the Holy Spirit's here to do that, and then the Holy Spirit, by a divine gift that he gave me, to let me just submit myself to him, just commit myself, brother, and he'd use my lips to tell this man what he's here about, or something about him that he knows that I do not know. Would it make you all believe? All right. Make you believe too, brother?
It would? Believe.
You believe. All right. All right. Now may the Lord grant these things. And if he does, we'll be praising the Lord for it. Now, first time seeing the man, but if the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, who I'm trusting now, will reveal to me what the man is here for, he will have honor and glory to his name. As I'm looking at the man, if the people can see that light between me and the man, that's the picture you find here. It's the Holy Spirit. And there is a woman appearing, which is quite an aged woman. And it's the man's mother. And he's here for prayer for her. That is right.
Amen.
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit can tell me what your trouble is, or your person's trouble, the loved one that you're praying for?
Amen.
I see it's something with a stereoscope. No, it's over the heart. It's a heart trouble. And she isn't here. She lives away from here. She's in a wooded country where there's lots of woods, and it's Arkansas.
Yes.
She's from Arkansas.
Yes.
That's true.
That's true.
And I see a younger woman. That's your wife. She is here. And she has something like a lump in her side.
Yes, sir.
That's thus saith the Lord.
Thank you.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Go read. You believe now?
I believe.
You'll find it just the way you have believed. Go and receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be real reverent, believing with all your heart. God, in his universe, God, keeping his word, did he promise it? Say amen. The works that I do shall you also. God in his word, God in his son, God in his people. All right? Just one more. The man's a stranger. I do not know him. God knows him. I don't. He's probably older than I. We're probably born years apart and miles apart, but God knows us both. You believe the Lord Jesus could tell me something about you? Now, if I'd say, you're sick, sir, you're going to get well, that'd be all right. That's fine. But yet, you wouldn't know whether I was just guessing at that or not. But if the Holy Spirit will go tell you something that you have been or have done, or something you know I know nothing about, and if he knows what has been, you'll certainly know what will be. Is that right? You believe that? Raise your hand now, see? All right. We won't take too many of these because it's a weakening. The Son of God, a woman touched his garment, he got weak. And I'm just a servant of Christ. The man, I see him moving. It's something about eating. It's his stomach. He's got stomach trouble. That's right. And it's caused from a nervous condition. You got a nervousness. And you also got something, it's sinus up here. You got a bad throat. And you've had a tonsil operation, and it's bad in your throat. That's true. You believe?
It wouldn't heal up.
It wouldn't heal up.
10 more would to heal.
All right. You believe me to be his servant, the servant of the Lord? Now, if that's right, wave your hand to the people like this so they can see that what was said is true.
That's all true, what he said.
You hear that? All true. You say, I maybe guessed at it. Now, just while we're taking our time with this man, let's go back. I don't know what it was, sir, but whatever it is, now you just listen close and see what he says, because it's not me speaking. If I speak and you're trying to say something, I don't mean to be rude, but I can't. I'm just talking. I'm looking at something happening, and I've just got to speak. It's not me speaking. It's him. Yes? I see it come back. It's something about an operation. Yes, it was in the throat. That's right. And the man, there's something about a minister. Oh, you've got a son that's a minister, a preacher's son. That's right. You believe God knows who you are? Could he tell me who you are? Would it help you, Mr. Martin?
Yes.
That's exactly right. I'll go home and be well. Come and be all right. God bless you now. Have faith. Do you believe? With all your heart, have faith. Be reverent. Now, please don't move. Don't do that. See, you just tear up everything. I'm trying to catch those people in the audience, too. Please, just be still just for a minute. Let's have this one more, and then you can go ahead. See, if the angel of the Lord said, if you get the people to believe you, and I asked you to do anything, you should do it reverently. See, if you don't, that shows you don't believe it. See? So now, be reverent, just for those who do believe, for this one, then we'll start the line right on through. Are we strangers to one another? The Lord knows us both. Do you believe God can reveal to me something about you, your trouble? I was looking, I believe the other two was man, wasn't that right, Billy? And this is a woman, I just so that you can see there's no difference to God. The woman has a nervous condition she's suffering with. And then you've got varicose veins. That's right, isn't it? If that's right, raise up your hand. All right. Now, do you believe out there, all you women and you man? There's something else on the woman. There's something else that's bothering her, because I feel her spirit. She wasn't just exactly struck the right thing. That's exactly right. See? There's something else. Let's see. Yes, it's a growth. And the growth's in your nose. That's right, isn't it? You believe God knows you? All right, Miss Ruth Johnson, you can go home now and be well. Amen. That's your name. Who knows that? The same God that knew who Peter was. It wasn't me. I don't know the woman. It's him. Do you believe it? All right, have faith now, all of you. Just bow your heads and start praying while we lay hands on these people. All right. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, heal the woman. Come now, just start rejoicing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister. God, heal this little boy. In the name of Jesus, amen. Heal this woman in the name of Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister, Lord. God, as this woman comes walking by, heal her in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Would you come? In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal this, our sister. Amen. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands up on her while thousands are praying in the name of Jesus. God bless this man and heal him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands on our sister. Amen. Now, if they laid in the shadow of Peter, it wasn't Peter. How many knows it wasn't that apostle? Say amen. Why, it was God, their faith that he was a servant of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our brother, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our brother. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal our brother. Thank you, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you will heal our sister. God, heal this dear old woman as she comes walking by the platform here in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come, sister dear. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal this, our sister, God. Amen. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, I pray that you will heal her. Amen. I'm just as all those people praying out there, just look at the people praying. What about Radio Land? Come by rejoicing, believing now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you'll heal her. We just don't know what's fixing to take place, but I do feel that something's fixing to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you'll heal her. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you'll heal her. God bless you, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our brother, Lord. God, in the name of our Lord Jesus, heal, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our brother, Lord. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, heal this, our sister. God, heal my brother in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal this, our sister, Lord. God bless you. All right. Come bring the lady on. This lady is blind, looks like the way she's staggering along. Lord, be merciful and restore her sight to her as she passes by. May she be like blind Bartimaeus. Pass me not, Jesus. Have mercy in Jesus' name. God bless us, our brother, and make him. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll bless our sister and heal her. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, bless our brother and heal him. With an attitude like that, you've got to be here. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our brother. Come, sister, here. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister, Lord. Come, my brother, all faith believing now. In the name of Jesus, may our brother be healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal us, our sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal our sister, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll heal this dear brother. Amen. All right, sir. Come, sister. I want to ask you a question, real reverent. Did Miss McPherson pray for the sick one by one like this, you people at Temple? Is this the way she prayed for them?
Yes.
It is, just one by one. I wonder if it's something unusual or something. Now, discernment is something that's come after Mrs. McPherson, you see. The church is near the end now, see. Now, just because I don't stop with each one, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to get through the prayer line. But he's still here.
Amen.
The Lord's this year. He's here all the time. See? Now, here, for instance, this woman here. Or is this the next woman in line? I don't know you do it. Jesus Christ knows you. Is that right?
Yes.
If God will reveal to me what your trouble, you believe me to be his servant? All right. You've got nervousness, complications. That's right. Got somebody on your heart you're praying for.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Yes.
It's your son.
Yes.
And he's an alcoholic.
Yes.
Not only that, but he's a dope addict. That's right. You believe that God will heal him? Then as you have believed, so be it unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Amen. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this, our sister. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this, our sister. Father God, in Jesus' name, heal this, our sister. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, heal this, our sister. God, through Jesus Christ's name, heal our sister. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, make our sister well. I believe hundreds are praying, hundreds are praying. Just have faith. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'll lay hands on sister for her healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'll lay hands on my sister for her healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'll lay hands on my sister for her healing. God bless my brother and heal him, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of our sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the healing of this our sister. Have faith now, believe, and start rejoicing, thanking him. It's your attitude. God bless you, brother. I lay my hands and body against this man who's so sick and afflicted. May the Spirit of God give him back his soundness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe you're going to be well, brother? God bless you. God bless our sister and heal her. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. And I'll lay hands on her in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. Upon my sister, I'll lay hands in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. God grant the healing of this, our sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I'll lay hands upon her. For it said, they shall lay hands on the sick. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'll lay hands on my sister for healing. God grant the healing of my sister. As I lay hands upon her, may she go from this platform and be well through the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless this, my brother, and heal him. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless this little girl and heal her, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless this, our sister, and heal her. in the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, bless our sister while thousands are praying. In Jesus' name, amen. Heal our sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God, heal our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Likewise to our sister here in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless this little girl, Lord. I pray that you'll heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister, and heal you in Jesus' name. Bless and heal my sister, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, heal this our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's it, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll heal our sister. God, in Jesus' name, heal our sister. Lord, bless our sister and heal her in Jesus' name. That's your attitude, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal us, our sister. Remember, I cannot heal. Form yourself the right objective and the right attitude. Start right on. It's you the one that's being prayed for. You're the one that's needing the healing. It's your mental attitude towards God's promise. We can only pray. I know you, sister, so you understand. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you'll heal her. Give her the desire of her heart in Jesus' name. God in heaven, bless this our sister and make her well and heal her in Jesus' name. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this our sister. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for our sister. You heal her. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal this our sister, Lord. Come, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal this young man, Lord. Amen. Come, sister dear. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God heal you. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God heal you, sister. Come. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God grant your healing, sister, for you. Yes. Come, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God heal you, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God heal you, brother. Grant it. In Jesus' name. All right. Come, bring the line. When you're coming through, don't be just discouraged. When you come through, reach up and say, "Thank you, Lord." That's it. Thank you, Lord. Believe it. See, the Holy Spirit's here now. You believe that? How many believes it? Oh, that's right. Look out there, what's holding on for you. How can you lose? I said real reverent, for I believe that God's fixing to do something. I feel the great anticipation. I'm looking out over this audience and it seems like it's just faith everywhere. Oh, what could happen right now? This could turn to a real night of Pentecost. Are you the lady? You believe me to be God's prophet. You are His servant. Sometimes when you say prophet, it stumbles to people. I mean just His servant. I'm a stranger to you. You don't know me. I don't know you. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand so that people can see in the radio audience. Thousands are listening to me. We're total strangers. If the Lord God will reveal to me what your trouble is or something about you that you know that I don't know, will it encourage you? It would. All right. How many in the audience would think the same thing? In the rest of the prayer line, would you think the same thing? Believe. All right, sister, look this way. So I can single you from the rest of them. It's praying. Something odd about you. Oh, you're suffering with a nervousness and a back trouble. That's right. You're not from here. You really are a Norwegian. That's right. That's true. Yes, sir. You believe Jesus Christ knows you? You believe He could tell me who you are? If you are Norwegian, you yet believe Jesus could tell me who you are? Your name is Mary Larson. That's right. You believe now? All right, go. As you have belief, so believe. This woman here, I don't know you, do I? We're strangers to one another? If God will reveal... It's just... Look here, sister. I want you to look at me this minute. There's 80% of this audience suffering with the same thing you are. You've got a nervous condition. Very, very bad. See? And I just want to show you so that you'll know what I'm talking about. Everyone out there that's got nervousness, raise your hands. All over the audience. Now, how could I call that? See? It's just so many of them... I believe God will make you well, Lord. You believe it? Go and may the Lord Jesus bless you. Now, here's a woman that's shattered unto death with a cancer. You believe God will heal you, lady? Everybody out there that's got cancer, stand up on your feet. If you want to be healed at the same time, look out over this audience. Stand here just a minute, lady. Come right back here. I want to pray for you one time. Come here, sir. Stomach trouble. Everybody's got stomach trouble out there. Stand up. Keep standing up. You have cancer and stomach trouble. Stand up. Watch what the Lord's fixing to do. Stand right here, sir. Come right here. Yours is the kidneys back here. Everybody's got kidney trouble. Stand up out there. Watch here. Stand right here just a minute. Come. This lady's got a touch of arthritis that's bothering her. All right? All that's got arthritis, don't care what condition it's in, stand up to your feet. All right. That woman's got heart trouble. Stand right over on the side. All's got heart trouble. Stand on your feet and just keep standing. Believe. Come this way, lady. Look here. You believe me to be his prophet? You're anemic. Have anemia. That's everybody's got anemia. Stand up. Anemia condition. Stand up. Stand right over here. All right. Come. Look here, lady. You believe me to be God's prophet? You have a tumor. All right. Stand right over here. Everybody's suffering with tumors. Stand to your feet. Nervousness. All right. Do you believe me to be God's prophet, sir? You believe me to be his servant? I meant to say, his servant. If God can reveal to me your trouble, will you believe with all your heart? You are suffering from a weakness, and a weakness is from an operation. That's right, isn't it? And I tell you, something's on your heart. You are seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. That's right. Wave your hand. All at once, the Holy Ghost, stand up on your feet. Amen. Here it is. This is the hour. All you nervous people, stand up now. Every one of you. Look, stand here. While God's healed them, he's going to heal you out there too. Do you believe it? Raise up your hands and praise God for your healing. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, send thy blessings and power upon this church and upon this people. I now, in the name of Jesus Christ, ask that every spirit of doubt will leave the building and Satan will come out of them and they'll be made completely well. Come out of the people, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Raise up your hands and praise him now. You laying there on that stretcher, get up off the stretcher. Take your cart. Pick up your bed. Take it in yourself and walk on. Go on out of the building. Be made whole. That's right. You can do it. Stand up. That's it. Amen. Stand up, the rest of you. Get the old fellow. Stand. Get up out of that wheelchair over there. Some of you help in there. This is it, friends. If you want to be healed, raise up your hands now and praise God and give him glory.
I just for a few moments, everybody reverently. Now don't move around. Just sit real quiet. Watch this way. Pray. Now you out there with sick, it's not going to be in the prayer line. Just look this way and start praying now. Now the woman and I meet for the first time, I guess, in life. Now that's right, so the audience will know way back, just so they see your hand, they can't hear your voice. This is our first time ever meeting. I would never know the woman, I've never saw her. Now here's a picture of St. John 5, or St. John 4. A man and woman meeting for the first time on earth. Now, if I go up to the woman and say this, perhaps she's sick. Perhaps she isn't. I don't know who she is. Don't know nothing about her. Well, what if I went up here and say, sister, you're sick, she's sick. Yes, I'm sick. Lay my hands on her and say, glory to God. God heals you. Amen. Believe it. Walk the platform rejoicing. Believe that you're healed. She'd have a right to do that because the scripture teaches that she's already healed. Now, that would be fine. And that's what God's been doing for years. But he's God. He wants to get this a little closer to you now. Now, what if the Lord tells her something about herself that she knows I don't know nothing about? Then if he knows what has been, he surely will know what. If he can tell you what has been, you can take his word for what will be. If he can reveal the past, surely he can tell the future. Is that right? Now, you do the same thing out there. Just be praying. Now, if you're night or so, when you see the kind of suspicion, setting, wait, and wonder, anticipation, that'll break down. Then the Holy Spirit just will over the audience and you'll see everything take place. It's your faith that does that. Now, if this woman and I both with our hands up, we never met before in life, never seen each other before, just our first time ever meeting, if the Lord will tell that woman something that's wrong or something about her, I don't know, all of you will believe? Would you just raise your hand and say, I believe, I believe. Now, you won't have to come through some power, because we don't know one another. Now, you can be like the modern Pharisee was, says evil, then you get that reward. And you say Christ, like the woman that so well did, and got his reward. I just to speak with her just a moment, because I've never seen her. I hear the same thing I've already done to the woman at the well. Now, see, I won't speak with you, but as soon as the anointing gets into the audience and you start believing with all your heart, then it'll go out there. Now, I don't want you to say nothing, but just whether it's right or wrong or whatever it says, and you be the judge. Now, as we're meeting, just like our Lord and a woman at the well met to talk and converse with one another, and he found by some way the moving of her spirit what her trouble was. I believe God sent her up there. Don't you believe that? I believe he sent you here. Sure did. For some reason, that you come. Now, if anyone can notice, if you could see, between me and the woman, there stands that light. Right here now. On right to her. She is a Christian. She's a born-again Christian. She is, and she's suffering with a tremendous nervous condition. That's right. And feelings come in the evening time. By late, you get weary, weakness from your work. Then you've got something else on your mind that's really bothering you. That's right, isn't it? You believe God can reveal it to me? It's a growth. You believe God can tell me where the growth is? On the breast. Now, you believe that God's going to make you well? If that's right, raise up your hand. All right. Go believing it. That's all there is to it. You go when you want to. Go believe it, don't you? You believe out there already? I just real reverence. Now that was at the wet woman at the well. Now this is a man. Now Philip went and found, or Andrew went and found Peter, brought him up, or either it was Philip went and found Nathaniel, or one of the man's case, right? And the first chapter of St. John. A man, I guess this is our first meeting. You've met me one time. Just introduce yourself. Of course, I guess that's been some time ago, and I wouldn't know nothing about you. All right. Here's our first time of meeting. Do you believe that God that was in the days of Philip and Nathaniel is still the same God today? Jesus alive, the same yesterday, today, and forever? If the Lord will reveal to me something, that you know something in the past, like he did, everyone, well, see, I don't know what to say, because it's my lips, but it's his voice, he just speaks it. You believe what you say? Would every man in here believe that he would do the same? May the Lord grant it. I keep watching that clock. I'm thinking about 9:30. You see, I'm trying to keep that off my mind. You're suffering with high blood pressure. That's right, isn't it? Now, you think I guess that? He's a fine man. That's fine as it was. Let's look this way. You're seeing there's something else on his mind anyhow. Yes, he's got heart trouble. That's not all that's on his mind. Something else. There's somebody in here he's interested in. I feel his spirit. But now here, yes, it comes before him. I see it's a woman. That's your wife. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your wife out there? She's got a nervous condition and a colon condition in the colon. That's right. You believe? You believe God knows who this man is? If God will tell you like he did Simon Peter and that, you believe with all the men over there, you believe? Mr. Harris? That's right. Mr. Harris, go home. You have received what you've asked for. The lady sitting with the red dress on right side of that man with the wheelchair there. Put her hand down on that, looking this way. Got spinal trouble. You believe Jesus Christ make you well? You're healed now. What did you touch? The high priest. That's right. Just have faith. Run down. See, believe out there just the same as you believe here. God is God. Now, she's 20 yards from me. I don't know the woman, never seen her. If that's right, raise your hand over where the lady was. See, there she is right there. Now, I never seen her. I don't know nothing about her. But God knows about her. There's something else happened there at that time. Yeah, the lady's crying. He had spinal trouble too. What green looking like this? All right, that's right. I don't know you, do I? If that's right, shake your hands like this to the people. They know I don't know you. Your spinal trouble's over. When that devil left her, he was screaming for mercy, and that's the reason that screamed out there. You see, when I just left both of you, I was sitting there over this light over you. You were both evil. How many believes on him now? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Excuse me. We don't know one another. God knows us both. If God will reveal to me your trouble, will you believe me to be his servant? I'm telling the truth, speaking of him. I love people, and that's why I'm here to try to help. Well, you're real nervous. You can't hardly eat. That's right. It's true. That's right. And then you've got something wrong with your legs, too. You've been falling, haven't you? That's right. You believe that he's going to make you well now? Just go off the platform, rejoice, and it'll be over. You can run. If thou canst believe, we're strangers to one another. The Lord Jesus knows us both, doesn't he? I wish I could find that face like that every night, the first night of the meeting. That's wonderful. Just keep that up. That side trouble you had over on the end of the road, if you believe with all your heart, it leaves you. You accept it? All right. Stand up on your feet. Stand up and accept it. Trouble's gone from your side. Now you can go home and be well. God bless you. Amen. Hospital's an awful thing, isn't it? I see you've been in the hospital. You got heart trouble, high blood pressure. You believe you're going to get well now? All right, Miss Loughlin, you can go home and be well. All right? God bless you this way. Just go this way and be well. How do you know who you are? Because he's God. How do you do? We're strangers to each other, isn't it? At just a moment, something happened. There's a younger woman standing here than that. I have to watch. It's a light. I just somewhere in the audience. Yes, right back over here. Hemorrhoid. A lady saying, do you believe that God makes you well? The hemorrhoid sitting right back behind the wheelchair there and kind of empty here. The left there sitting there. You believe that God makes you well? Stand up to your feet and accept it. All right. Go on. It's all over. Jesus Christ makes you. What did she touch? The high priest. We're strangers to one another. You believe that God knows who you are and knows all about you, and you believe he could tell me what your trouble is or help you? Sitting right back across the top of this chair here, praying at that throat trouble sitting there. You believe Jesus Christ makes you well, lady? Stand up on your feet if you believe it. All right, wave your hand to God and say you accept it. All right, your throat trouble bless you now. You can go home and be well. Well, that's the way to do it. What you said, oh, Jesus, then was praying. You're praying, God, let him call me. Is that right? Sitting up back there. Well, you had arthritis, and you've had gallbladder trouble. That's right. If that's right, stand up on your feet now. You go home, it's all over. Your arthritis is gone. Your attitude toward God makes you well. I ask any of you, anywhere in here, to believe with all your heart right now. That's the Holy Spirit. If that isn't Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, I don't know the Scripture. You believe the Lord, sister, with all your heart, you're aware something's going on. See, that feeling, that real sweet, kind feeling. Isn't that right? If that's right, raise up your hand so people see. Real sweet and kind. Because between me and you, there's an angel of the Lord, that light. You've got a growth. That growth in your head. You're scared. If God will tell me who you are, will you believe in it? Don't doubt. Believe. Mrs. Boyle, go home. Jesus Christ will make you home. Have faith in God. You want to go eat your supper? That old altar's gone. Go on all your old resources. Come, lady. What's this so nervous about? Oh, just nervous. Well, it's just coming out time of time for your life. It's going to leave you now. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Just have faith. Come here, sir. You got one of the most dangerous diseases there is, heart trouble. But do you believe God will make you well? Or raise up your hands, I'll accept it. In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be well. Come. Oh, my. Asthma. Do you believe God will make you stop with the asthma? All right, go on your way. Be well. Holy God, you can't thank you. All right. A dark shadow's over the woman. Cancer. You believe God will heal you, the cancer will make you well? Raise up your hands and accept Jesus. Go on your own rejoice, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the way to do it. All right. Believe with all your heart. All right. Come, sister. That back trouble left you when you come up the platform. Believe it. Just keep on walking. Believe that God, you'll get all right. Amen. Don't doubt. Thank you. Yours also, son. You believe with all your heart? Just start rejoicing here. And it'll go right out of your back. I'm believing with all your heart. Oh, my, here's a baby shattered with death of cancer. Can you believe that God will heal it, brother? Come here. Satan, you evil spirit, challenge you tonight and earth. Faith, this great ransomed church of God, stand here. You are exposed. You're a devil. And we adjure thee by the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, come out of this child. Go leave it. Once you're down, baby will get well. Just believe with all your heart. You'll do it. All right? You're a little lame with that, but the main thing is your diabetes you're scared about. But you believe that God will make you well? All right. Well, your Lord rejoice in it. It'll all be awesome. It'll be all right. If you believe. Now, you know you're facing an operation with that tumor, but do you believe that God will heal you? All right, go on your road and charge the sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You think. I want to ask you something. When I spoke diabetes to that man, something funny happened to you, wasn't it, when I said that? Just keep on going believing. If you believe with all your heart, you also can be made well. God bless you. I hear the woman shattered to death, cancer. Yep. That's right. You do it. All right, do you believe that God will heal you? Lord God, come in the power of the resurrection of your Son, Jesus, to make well this woman. I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 20 for 10, thank you. Well, I say, we bring all the brains in. How many believe with all your heart? If you're ever going to believe, you believe now. Is that right? You believe now. Now, I want to tell you what the Scripture says. Now, you all, to me, you look like it's just kind of hazy out there. You can imagine. If one vision made the Son of God weak, what about me? That's the reason I interpreted that Scripture a while ago. More than this shall you do, see. Not greater, because there could be no greater. It's more. It's His grace that strengthens us. Now, here's what He said in the closing of His ministry when He was leaving the earth and commissioned His church. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know the Scriptures, St. Mark 16. Now, He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers are in here? These signs shall follow them, believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. If God will keep this promise, He'll keep every promise. He's God. Don't you believe that? Now, I want each one of you people that's sick to raise your hand. Every person that's sick, raise your hand. Now, if somebody's got their hands up, lay your hands on one another that's sick. Just lay your hands over on each other that's sick. Someone on the wheelchair there, on the wheelchair there. If you'll just believe, you're going to see something happen like you've never seen before. If you'll just believe it. Now look, don't you pray for yourself. No, you pray for the next fellow. The next fellow's praying for you, see. You pray for the person you got your hands on. And the one that's got their hands on you will be praying for you. Now, I'll pray for you all here, and this great bunch of ministers will pray, and then you'll see the glory of God. Now I wonder, while you got your hands on one another here, if there would be how many sinners in this building that's never accepted Jesus would want to do it right now, believe that Christ is here, would you just stand up on your feet just a minute? Let us pray for you. Sinners that has not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and know that this is His presence, and you are backsliders, whatever you are, would you just stand up to your feet just a moment? You want to accept Christ at this time. God bless you. Stand up, someone else now. God bless you, son. Or someone else. God bless you. Another one. Stand up to your feet. Say, I now want to accept Christ as my Savior. Stand up to your feet. Anywhere in the building. God bless you back there, sir. Another one. God bless you. God bless you, sister. That's right. Another one. We want to see how many will come to Christ. Look, the Holy Spirit, I was starting to make a prayer for the sick, and the Holy Spirit said to me, call them sinners. A young fellow standing up back here, I know that not might be a minister that will take the gospel. See, I don't know. You just have to obey the Holy Spirit. Stand. Ever who is wanting to accept Christ while His presence is here like this, you'll never be any closer to Him till you see Him face to face. Stand up. God bless you, son. God bless you. God bless you, sister. Someone else. Stand up. Say, now, this is the first night, but I want to accept it. I want Christ to come to me. I believe He's here. And I know if He knows my heart and knows the secrets of my heart, He's the same Jesus that lived in the days gone by. I want Him for my Savior right now. I belong to church, but really I've never been saved, Brother Bram. I want to stand and say, I want to be saved, born again, filled with His Spirit. I want it now. Stand up. Who else? While we're waiting, just a moment. This might mean the difference between death and life to you, friend. Don't let this pass by. God does these things for His glory. Someone else. Someone else, just before we pray. All right, God bless you. Way back there in the back. I see it like a family standing. God bless you, young fella. That's very fine. God bless you, sonny boy. That's very fine. God bless you, little boy. Isn't that strange, them little boys up here, over 10, 12 years old? You say they don't? Oh, yes, they do. Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, such is the kingdom. Their little hearts haven't been pulled through too much stuff yet. They're tender, and they can easily receive Christ. The Spirit knocks, and all they know to do is say, yes, Lord. I love those little fellows that does that. All right, anyone else, just before we pray now. I see the young lady over here, and a young man and a woman back in the back. I see you way back there, a young girl. That's fine. God bless you. All right, now lay your hands on one another, you that's sick. Now, you that accepted Christ as personal Savior, immediately after this prayer, I want you to come up here and stand around the altar where we can pray for you. The Lord bless you. Now, let's pray for the sick, everybody, heads bowed. Now, you pray for the next person now, just like you want them to pray for you. His presence, the Holy Spirit, moving in the building, knows your heart. Feel His glorious presence. O Lord, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of ever good gifts, let Thy Holy Spirit come into this people just now. We know He's in the building. And one time they laid in the shadow of a man called Peter, and they were healed. They've taken aprons and handkerchiefs from the body of another, and they were healed. Oh, Lord, let it know now. Not only the shadow, but the presence of the Holy Ghost is passing over these people. The great angel of God is moving around over this audience here, dipping down into hearts that will listen and will believe. Let it be, Lord, this night, that they all might know that Your presence is here. This is a sign. Make San Jose believe it right now, Lord, that it's the end time sign and we're here at the end of the road. And Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is here to minister to their needs. Satan, you have lost your grip. Come out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. We adjure thee as the Church of the Living God. Get out of these people. Jesus Christ has defeated you, and we stand as His servants, ministering with a gift that was brought by an angel. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave these people. With your hands on one another now, every one of you that can accept your healing, that somebody has prayed for you, believing now that God's word is true, I pronounce every one of you healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you believe it, stand to your feet as a testimony. God bless you. That's right. Just look me. That's the way to do it. Amen. 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 Wonderful. Wonderful. That's it. That's it. God bless you. That's right. Just still standing. Look where it's crowd healed at one time. Amen. Look at that. Praise God. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. You're still getting up. All right. While you're standing, I lift up your hands and let's sing the song. I love him because he first loved me. Everybody now. Well, I said, let's sing that. I will praise him. I will praise him. All right. Praise the Lamb for sin and slain. That's what we want to sing. Everybody together now. All right. I will praise him. Raise up your hands if you mean it. Just a minute. Stand close. I want you up here close so I can pray with you. Come out on out. You raise your hands. Move right down here and come down to the altar just a moment. That's it. Come right out. Come on down just a moment. I want to pray for you right here. Myself. I'm going to have to answer for you at the day of the judgment. I want to see that you come out here. He that will confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angel. Now move right on out. Come right down. That's it. That's it. Now they're coming right down. Now you, that even if you didn't raise your hands, come on down anyhow. If you feel like you want to come down and come to Christ, come on now. God bless you, honey. That's not praise him. You people standing here that's come to the Lord Jesus, that's the greatest thing you've ever done in your life. That's the greatest move that you've ever made. Now look, It's true. Cancer has left this platform from the people tonight. As the nights go by, you'll see lame, blind, halt, withered, everything being healed here. It always is. The Lord does that. But you've done a greater than that. There, you see, you come up here, you raised up. According to science, you broke scientific rules. You raised your hands first. That breaks the scientific rule, because you're supposed to keep your hands down. Gravitation holds it down. But there's a spirit in you, made a decision. You raised your hands and said, yes, I want Christ. Now, see, what was it? Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, present tense, eternal life, and shall never come into the judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Jesus said that. We're here to help you. We love you. You're our sisters. You're our brothers. You made the greatest decision that anybody could make, is to come to Christ. You come here, he that will come to me, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. You're God's now. You belong to him. Now just bow your head and let's pray. And we're going to ask God, and you pray in your own way. Now your sins, your son, you're sorry for them. Now he, when you raised up, when you stood up, that you, if you'll stand for him, he'll stand for you. See, it's over. Now let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, these are the trophies of the gathering tonight, with the healing that's taken place, the little children and the sick people who have been healed. Hundreds of them, Lord. There's so many here that were suffering with heart trouble and different diseases that I'm positive was healed just a few moments ago. Felt that great pressure go away. And I know they were healed. And I pray thee, Father, to keep them in peace. And now these come, Lord, for the salvation of their souls. They are convinced when they see the sign of the Messiah sign working in his people, proving that he is with us. I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Forgive them, Lord, of every sin. I know you have, because no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. And the Father spoke to these people, and they come. Now, Lord, I present them to you as trophies of your grace. Now, they are love gifts that God has given you. You will keep them in perfect peace, whose heart and mind is stayed on you. Now, grant, Lord, that their sins will be forgiven, washed away. May they take a place in a good church, be baptized into Christian faith, and walk after thy holiness from henceforth. Grant it, Father. They are yours now, in Jesus' name, while you have your heads bowed. Each of you now that wants to accept Christ as your personal Savior, believing that he has forgiven you of all your sins, you that stand close, raise up your hand. God bless you. That's right. That's right. God bless you. Entirely, the whole entire group has accepted the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. There's workers with you who would probably have a room here for the Holy Spirit. I would advise you, as a minister of the gospel, go right in the room there where we can give you instructions on how to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Right to the left there. Someone will lead the way there, and we'll go right into this side room here now where we dismiss the audience and have you in there so we can instruct you. Then join some of these churches. If I lived here, I'd belong to one of these churches. These men represent exactly what I believe. They wouldn't be standing here if they wasn't. They are God's man, and they're here for this purpose. God bless you now, each one of you. All right, to the rest of the audience now, bow your heads, each one out there in the land. Now, all you sick people out there, don't look to me as him, but you look to him and believe, see, and touch his garment and see if he is the same high priest that he was yesterday. And you say like this, now everyone be reverent and be quiet. Now look. If he's the same high priest and I told the truth, you say this to God, this closing night. Lord, I have no prayer card. The man doesn't know me. I'm sick. And if you just let me touch your garment, and you speak to that brother and turn around and say to me, like you did when you spoke, when this woman touched your garment and you spoke to her and told her her trouble, if you just do that for me, it'll take all the superstition out of my heart. I believe that you'll be God, and I'll worship you forevermore. You pray to God something like that, and then look this way and see what he'll do. What a challenge.
You, I'm sure that you all understand what that is. If there's anybody here that thinks it's not right, then you come here and do the same thing, I'll step off the platform. Anybody that wants to come here to do the same thing, they're welcome. Quite honest. Then be reverent and listen and pray and believe. See what's happened? Right now, no matter how much I preach, all of it's wrong. It's a good thing, but will it work? Someone come to me at a Lutheran college not long ago said they wanted to accept the Holy Ghost. 400 and something in this Lutheran college has already got the Holy Ghost. They said, Brother Branham, we've heard all about gifts. We went to someone that wrote a book. He said, I've got any of those. Said, I just wrote about them. Sure, you can write about them, but are they real? Sure they're real. As God is real, it's His Word. Now, be real, brother. I want to say one thing. Behind you now, I've never had a better bunch of believers in my life. God bless you. Pray for me now, because I need it. And all of you out there now without prayer cards, you just look this way, start praying, start believing, see what God will do. That's all right, brother. Now, each one of you in the prayer line that's a stranger to me, I do not know you, raise up your hand. If you know I do not know you. Out in the audience, strangers, raise up your hand. That's six. I do not know you. There's not a person that I can see in this building that I know tonight in front of me except my good friend, Brother Junior Stasco, sitting right here. And his wife, here she is right over front of me. There's the only persons out there that I can say that I know that's in the audience. Maybe many might know me, but I don't know them. Now, just believe. Be real reverent. This will prove. Now, here is a woman that I have never seen in my life as far as I know. You raised up your hand that we were strangers. Well, then here is a perfect picture of the Bible. St. John 4, a man and a woman meeting for the first time. The first time that we have ever met is now. Now, if the Holy Spirit would come here, I'm taking this woman so that she'll see the anointing of the Spirit that's on, then I'm just start praying for the people and let them go through until I recuperate from that one, and then that's another, and then like we did last night. Did you like that better than the old way I used to do it? How many like that better than the old way? Raise your hand. Used to, I'd just take just one or two, three or four or five. Just let go along whatever the Spirit said. Then by that time, after a week, we'd pack me from the platform. But now, I just maybe talk to one till the Spirit reveals. Then it goes out into the audience and picks them up all out through the audience. And then every once in a while, down the line again. I don't know what. It's just a gift, but let me say this before I start. It's just the way I have of relaxing myself in the Holy Spirit and letting Him take over. I don't know what He'll do or what He'll say. It's a gift. I don't know how I do it. I just know that He told me, and I believe it. And I just believe He's standing right here now. And as soon as I just relax myself, He'll take over and just start moving. He's never failed me yet, and He won't fail me now. Because I believe what He said to be the truth. I just want to speak to you. Now, ever who's the engineer on these mics, sometime when the vision's on, I don't know whether I'm speaking at all or not. It's another world. And so you step them up as they came here. Now, if this be the first time that's meeting, and the Holy Spirit will reveal something to me that you know that I do not know, no way for me to know, something that has been or something, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. And then if it does, you'll know it'll have to be a miracle. It'll have to be a supernatural being. Because there's not a way for me to know you. I just know anything about you. You're just a woman standing there. And this is our first time. That's my hand. I never met you before. You got your hand. And we never met each other. And here's God's Word. See? So here we are. Not in some corner. Right here before thousands of people. Stand there looking at me. Now, if Jesus Christ is as He said He was, the same yesterday and forever, and this angel that came to me and took this message and told me to tell the people, that was born for that purpose, then if he will, he could tell me something about you that you know would take a miracle to do it. Would you believe it was the Son of God that did that? You would. How many in the audience would believe? That's his promise. He doesn't do it because he has to. The only thing he does it for is that it might be fulfilled. He didn't have to heal the people, but the prophet said he would do it, that it might be fulfilled. That's the way it is now, fulfilled. Now, if the audience can still hear my voice, the woman who's standing before me has a real dark shadow around her. She's shattered for death. She's suffering with cancer. Now, you don't look it in your face, but that's right, the shadow darkness. Now, some newcomers that's never been here before, raise your hand. Never been in one of these. Now, if you think that was guessing, just happened to guess it, let's speak to the woman a little farther. Now, the Lord knows my heart. He knows what this is for. Yes, she comes back, she's shadowed, a dark shadow, which is death, and it's cancer, and that cancer is in the colon, in the bowel. Then you have a stomach trouble. That's true, too. You're not from this city. You're from east from here, which is a city called Fresno. Right. Your name is Mrs. Duncan. That's true. You believe now? Go home as you have believed, so will it be to you. The cancer won't bother you. Go home and be well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray now while we pass these people along the line. Somebody out there now has no prayer card, pray. Just pray. You without a prayer card. Somebody out there now says, just that you might see, the anointing sure, the Holy Ghost is sure. Have faith, don't doubt. A little lady sitting right here looking at me, got stomach trouble. You believe that Jesus Christ made you well? You did? The little lady there with a little black looking shawl on, sitting right there. You believe with all your heart? All right, you can have your healing. You have no prayer card. I do not know you, never seen you, and yet you were sitting there praying for God to let you touch the high priest, and something happened. What did you touch? You're 20 feet from me, you touched the high priest. Will you do me a favor? Be it your heel. The lady sitting next to you is thinking in her heart she wants healing too for her eyes condition. You believe that God will heal it? Well, I read her mind, or I heard her prayer. How did it hear it? Through the Spirit. Amen. God bless you now. You can both go home and be well. Yes. The little man sitting out there on the end of the row right here got muscle trouble in his muscles. That's right, sir. You were praying, said, Lord, let me have too. Is that right? Is that right? Stand up on your feet if that's right. You're healed now. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe? Look, I don't know that man. I've never seen him in my life. He's a total stranger to me. But it wasn't me he touched. He touched somebody up yonder, which is a high priest. Can you realize that where we're sitting tonight, anointed with the Holy Spirit in our midst? Amen. Believe it now. All your heart, all that's in you, believe it. You can have it. Come. You believe now? Let's everybody pray now. I'm just going to try now to keep away from the vision for a few minutes, start this prayer line going. All right, come now. All of you pray. How many go to promise to pray out there now as we pass the prayer line so I can get them through now? Lord, come, sister. Diabetes. Stand over here. Everybody's got diabetes. Stand up. Stand out over here. Come, ladies. Come, ladies. You got tumors. Everybody's got tumors. Stand up. Come out over here, ladies. Just keep moving down the end of the aisle. Have faith. Come here. You've got diabetes too, so you stand right here. Have faith. This woman's shattered with cancer. Everybody's got cancer. Stand up. Stand over here, sister. believe with all your heart. Come here, sister. Look this way. You're pending an operation. Tumor. All right, stand over here. Everybody's got tumors. Stand up. Come this way. Look here, sir. You believe me to be his prophet? You've got arthritis. Everybody's got arthritis. Stand on your feet. Come out over here. Have faith in God. You've got your troubles in your back. Kidney. Stand over here. Everybody's got kidney trouble. Stand up. All right. You'll see the glory of God. Just keep believing now with all your heart. Stand by your sister. Come, lady. This way. You believe me to be God's servant? All right. You got ladies' trouble, female trouble. Everybody's got female trouble. Stand up. Just bring that on down this way. Come on. Let's see, lady. Look this way. You got arthritis. Come right down here and stand. Or get down off the platform. Make the line. Have faith. Come here, sisters. I appreciate that little Spanish veil. You're suffering with a nervous condition. 9/10 of this audience has got it. Stand up, everybody, with nervous condition. Right down here. And believe. Come here, sir. You speak English? All right, look at me. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? If God will reveal to me what the trouble you've detected, you got an asthmatic condition. Stand over here. Everybody's got an asthmatic condition. Stand up. This lady here, look here. If God's alive, if she's 15 up at morning, stand over here. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This man here, come here, sir. Stomach trouble. Stand right back in here. And everybody's got stomach trouble. Stand on your feet. Have faith. Stomach trouble. Stand right back in here and believe God with all your heart. Or you're going to see the glory of God. If God can heal in here, can heal you out there just as well as you can here. Look this way, sister. Here. You, this woman, come in here. Look this way. She's got heart trouble. All right, everybody's got heart trouble. Stand up. Get back in here. All right. Look this way, sister. Arthritis. Just keep getting back in here. Everybody, you're going to see something happen you've never seen before. Just watch. Stand right back in here, sister. Believe in God with all your heart. Come right here. You have faith in our operation with you. Stand right back in here now. Believe with all your heart. Another lady, look this way. Arthritis. Come right on down in here now. Believe with all your heart. Asthmatic. Stand right down in here and believe with all your heart. You believe? You believe God can tell me something about you? You're really not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. That's your father. Your father's not here. He lives in this country. He's in the wooded land. He's in Pennsylvania. That's right. Thus saith the Lord. He's got a tumor in the stomach that you're afraid is cancer. That's right. Wave your hand. Amen. There it is. Stand right back here. Here we are. We're ready for the prayer now. Each one of you people standing that's sick, lay your hands on somebody else standing. If God can cast every one of these out, that devil is exposed. You see, God knows all things. You're going to see the greatest healing line you've ever seen. Just listen to this. This is it. Pray one for the other. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings and thy praises and all that's upon these people. Lord God, grant it, and may the power of Jesus Christ come in and heal everyone. Satan, come out of here. You're defeated.